Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Yeah, welcome to the show, kids. Here we are, James.
Here we are.
Little Friday.
Or are we?
Are we? That's the question. Is it us or is it AI? Holy shit. This is getting real fucking murky. I said this shit would happen. I did not think it was going to happen this quickly. Delco called me out on a year and a half ago, and I'll still give him credit for it, but... Fuck, dude. Look, everybody's doing the AI bullshit. We see the pictures, we see the videos, they're inserting voices over people and all that other stuff. We're the prime candidate for it, me specifically, for AI. There's over probably 4,000 hours worth of my voice out there. Mm-hmm. Arguably more than anybody except for Stern or Corolla at this point. Mm-hmm. Maybe Rogan, because Rogan shows are about 3.5 hours. So you can see where it's possible. You can see where it's it can be done. A while back, we brought up the AI Rogan podcast, which mm-hmm. is still going on, by the way. It's just only coming out every 2 or 3 weeks. I think he had Logan Paul on, or the AI version of Rogan had Logan Paul on, and everything else. But we had never seen... a stand-up special from a dead comedian. Mm-hmm. Don't bless them if they sneeze.
Why?
Take it back. Take back your blessings. You need them for
I
yourself.
I don't want any bad.
Not for either one of them.
Bad.
They're fine.
Juju.
It's fine
for
after
anyone.
That Pope stuff.
Yeah.
I've been blessing myself all morning.
He's super blessed.
They believe in the Pope. So let the fucking Pope bless them. You're good.
Believe in the Pope?
Yeah. Believe in the Pope.
I believe he exists.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See?
Hot take.
See?
Hot take. I mean, is this a...
It's like one of five people who believes the Pope is real. I don't.
Oh, okay.
It's all fake. Oh, it's just some old man they grab and they're like, hey, will you wear this, man? Fucking just pretend.
Right. Right.
Drink of the blood of the wine. Fucking.
If it was just believing in the Pope, I could do that.
I don't think I can get behind that. Make it a cool, sexy Pope like Jude Law and I'm in. But not this old bag of shit. I'm all good. But AI wise, nobody has ever done a full stand-up special, a full album from like a Whitney Houston or something like that. I'm mm-hmm. sure it's coming. All of this is coming. And this is where the debate started with all of this. So George Carlin has a daughter who's alive.
Mm-hmm.
She did not grant the rights for this.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this on their own. This is Dudesy, which... originally started as an AI-driven podcast with Will Sasso and another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like a burn Vic. I don't know his name, but I see him in the videos because I follow Will Sasso. Big fan of Will Sasso.
Right.
And I guess it generates content for them to talk about. They gave Dudezy, whatever the fuck that is, access to their text messages, emails, purchases, all these things, and it creates topics for their show that they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dudezy has created a one-hour George Carlin stand-up special, and people are calling it creepy. They're calling it wrong. His daughter's rightfully pissed off, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And they're just saying these are what the possibilities are. Now, we're on Patreon today, so we can play this. Go ahead and play, I don't know, roughly 2 minutes of it, Bob, if you got it there.
Sudden start liking their jobs. When I was alive, people hated their fucking jobs. They complained about them all the time. They fantasized about killing their bosses. And every once in a while, they actually did kill their boss. What happened to the America I knew and loved? Now people learn that an incredible new technology is going to eliminate the need for the meaningless labor they've been doing to keep billionaires in power for tens of thousands of years. And everybody says, but what about my job? They got you brainwashed good. Technology has been replacing labor for a long time. The printing press eliminated the need for books to be handwritten. The car eliminated the need for the horse and carriage. Internet porn eliminated the need for a girlfriend. Technology eliminates the need for labor. That's its entire purpose. And you shouldn't worry about losing your job. AI will not replace most jobs. It's going to make them easier. Right now, you should be watching a few YouTube videos to figure out how to train ChatGPT to do your job for you so you can dick off all day and still get a raise. And if AI does replace your job, rest assured the billionaires will find a new way to force you into wage slavery for 10 to 15 hours a day so you don't have time to think about restructuring society into a more equitable model for everyone. The jobs might change a little, but you will be working to keep someone else in power. That ain't ever gonna change.
Okay, you can pause it there. Now, I'm a big fan of George Carlin. I actually got to see him do stand-up when he was alive. A couple times, and yes, he is one of the very best stand-up comedians of all time, even in his older age, because I saw him when he was older. Obviously, you know, our parents and all that stuff saw him back in the 70s and everything else. I saw him towards the end of his life. He died in 2007. The stand-up special is called I'm Glad I'm Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's referencing things that happened since he died all throughout this. I listened to the entire thing last night. And
was any of it funny?
So
did we just listen to some that
wasn't? Here's the no. So all of it was pretty close to that. He goes off on this Trump rant and some other things and all that other stuff. Writing wise, it is very close to material that he used to do kind of in a current form.
Mm.
However, it is the delivery of the voice on AI where you're not really reading into it. And the way that he used to elongate words and the cadence of his speech when he was doing stand-up and things like that. And then you're waiting for pauses. You can physically see an audience's reaction. You know how to wait for a laugh or a hold or, you know, a clapping and all that other stuff. So I'm not going to go as hard against the material itself versus what AI can do for stand-up comedy today, because you're still going off of an audience and whatever their reaction is and whatever your cadence is going to be on that at any given night or moment. But there is things in here, especially with the AI-generated pictures that we just showed you that are in this video, where I could see what they were going for. And I'll go back to what Delco said a year and a half ago. We're not there yet, but we're getting pretty goddamn close, and this is getting pretty goddamn close.
Someone wrote this, though. Like, there was a human that wrote what George Carlin says.
Right.
Well, to my knowledge, it sucked up all of his specials and all that other stuff, and then kind of spit this out.
Right, but no, it
has
suck
his
up.
Voice from that. But, like, whatever somebody's, like, typing in for him to say, there's a human being writing this.
Yeah, and then it's just using his voice to tell other people's jokes that aren't as smart or good or
correct.
Funny.
Correct. Yes. But it's still giving you AI-generated content and what he used to do in stories and all that other stuff. So it's like, again, all this is real fucking murky here.
Just like the Drake songs, right? Like,
right.
Somebody still writes those.
Yeah, but they're using the voice to
they're
get
using Drake's
their,
voice.
Their songs out there. Whereas this person is using George Carlin's voice to get
correct
their
material
lukewarm takes
right
out into the world. So look, I think this is a good, I think this is good that it's so bad.
So, and I'm glad you said that because a lot of people, so I read the feedback last night. Every article said that essentially of mm-hmm like, I'm amped as an artist that I'm glad this is so bad so that you realize you can't replicate comedy or stand-up comedy in that regard. And for me personally, this is what I've said from the beginning. The hardest part about AI in particular is going to be comedy. Because it's all subjective, it's all live, it's whatever's going on and everything else.
It's not going to be that
That's
hard.
The last one. That's the last one to go.
Comedy, yeah. You think it's not going to be that hard?
I don't think it's going to be that
so
hard.
So if you were doing a King of Queens type show, I would say no. You could easily write that and then pop in people and everything else. If you're going for unbelievably original content with the people that we love the most, I guess, and it might be just us, versus the world on this, because you know, there's a lot of people that like Ray Romano, for Christ's sakes, and everybody loves Raymond. If you're
I
going
like Ray Romano.
I know you do, Jesse, and that's going to be the easiest one to replicate.
Like, I don't know.
Every massive comedian is formulaic. Like Kevin Hart, super formulaic.
Right.
He's going to be able to nail it. Like AI, give it again. It's exponentially only going
to
get better.
Then that's what I, and that's why I said to lead with, even with this George Carlin bullshit. Like, yes, this isn't good, but you're seeing how close they're getting, and give this another 3 to 4 years and this shit's going to be popping up everywhere. The scary part about most of these articles were they said roughly the same thing that I did, where the voice sounds very, very similar. Mm-hmm. If not, you know, super close to George Carlin's voice. That yeah is true.
The AI yeah did its job. It was just
right
poor yeah writing by a human.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, they needed a really, really smart, different type of person to do. Now that would be scary.
And so, well, so here's what, there was one article, because most of them were just, you know, tearing this down and everything else, and rightfully so, but there was one article that just said, hey, whatever you think of this special, get used to it, because this is the future, and you're not going to be able to stop fucking poor people who own the estate rights for famous musicians or stand-ups from creating this shit going forward forever. Will AI get good enough that it will create a perfect Whitney Houston album? The answer is probably yes. I mean, right? The Drake songs are pretty goddamn good.
Right.
It can never be perfect if you know it's AI.
Yeah.
Because you won't like it.
That's the thing.
But not. Don't think about our generation, Bob. Think about the next one who doesn't know Whitney Houston.
It's still going to be our generation. And it's going to get to the point. It's going to get to the point where we can't tell.
I agree.
And it's going to be that whole scene out of Westworld where the girl goes up and be like, if you can't tell the difference, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I hear you that it's going to be better and better as far as the voice, as far as, yeah.
And that's only a good point if you're a sex robot that looks like that robot.
Right.
That's
because
not
like that.
Because I don't, there is no difference.
Care. Yeah, yeah, yeah. True. You know, but when it comes to like, I guess, stand up, making money, getting a following, like this stand up special, for example, what money does this make?
Excellent question. None. So on purpose, because if you started charging for it, that's when you're going to get into legal action.
Right.
So
but
they
you
said
can't,
this is free. There was a huge warning, by the way, at the top of this special, I should say, where they were like, this is completely AI. This is completely generated. This is completely blah, 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 blah. I mean, they try to cover all their bases legally for the first 2.5-3 minutes of this fucking thing before it got started. If you start charging for it, the estate is going to have to get involved and there's going to be a shit ton of lawsuits. There already is now. So New York Times just filed one and said, hey, a massive one, $1 billion against Microsoft because OpenAI and all that other shit. Well, they picked off the execs from OpenAI. Microsoft stock is through the roof. It just passed Apple. And it's because of AI. Now, what New York Times is saying is you're AI and ChatGPT and all that bullshit was created sucking up all of our news articles online. We want fucking money for that and royalties for that. And it's going to be a landmark trial for this. if a family member comes in and licenses out, because George Carlin's got a daughter, she's pissed off about it and hates it, obviously. But let's say you get some fucking slapdick dude who ends up owning the Tupac rights later on, you know, in the next generation. And they're like, cool, man, that was my uncle. He died fucking 40 years ago. How much you want to give me? 10 million? Yeah, go ahead and make music. I don't give a fuck.
Right. But there has to be an audience for something to make money. So like if this was like for sale and you had to buy it, nobody would. Do you know what I'm saying?
Not yet.
Why would you? Why would you? Why would anyone clamor to get the AI George Carlin stand up?
Look, I'm with you. It's just,
there has to be an audience and a following, and people have to connect to something.
If it gets good enough to replicate what he's doing in the future, there will be.
I just don't. Who are you? Someone that would be like, "Yeah, I'll buy it."
I'll go back to something I did purchase. So there was an AI version that recreated a bunch of Biggie Small songs.
Okay.
And they were like, "Hey, you got to buy this thing," and whatever it was, I don't know, $2 or whatever it was, right? And they gave you the first one for free. I listened to it. It was really fucking good, and I hated to admit it. And I was like, all right. And then just out of curiosity, I bought the rest of it. And I was like, all right. And
curiosity isn't a business, though, long term.
Right. Well, here's the thing. So this will feed into this Biggie Smalls thing, and then the Beatles later on. I found myself listening to the tracks fucking 10, 12 times. And I was like, oh, shit. And I know I'm listening to AI. Like, I know it. But it was good. And what's the line here? Because even that Beatles song, like, the more and more I listen to that fucking Beatles song, the more and more I really, really fucking loved it. And I know I'm not listening to a real fucking person do it. Like, it's...
And if you get to the point where you can actually see a visual, right? So, like, Netflix starts making all these specials of fake comedy.
Yes. And that's next. That's coming next, by the way.
There's virtually zero cost if the AI does.
Correct.
Who's watching it?
I just don't know what
the demand
is.
Who watches any stand-up on Netflix?
So here's they probably don't. Here's other than, like, Chappelle, here's what I think you could maybe find a use for in terms of, like, what people want. Like, I don't think people want George Carlin's, like, fake George Carlin art, right? But I think they maybe would want to maybe ask AI, like, what would George Carlin think about Donald Trump? And then AI could just spit out, or like, maybe, based on X, Y, and Z, George Carlin.
Maybe Carlin had a bunch of material written that he never performed.
To Tupac hit lost track situation.
Yeah, you can kind of do that.
That's what I'm down with. And then, like, for example, like in the Bourdain documentary, they had to AI his voice, like, reading emails and stuff. Like, that I'm down.
That's fine.
But it's something that, you know, it's their own material, and then it's just the voice that brings you into the situation. That's, I think people would be into that.
Yeah.
It's actually his words, but they're using AI to, like...
Well, let me go back to Tupac here for a second, because I'm a huge fan. I've seen every fucking documentary you could possibly watch on Tupac. I saw the shitty movie that sucked, that I didn't like, obviously, but I've seen all of it. If you're going back, if AI is truly sucking up every single piece of media footage, news, documentary, everything that exists out there on the internet, and you programmed it in and you were like, all right, I want to hear Tupac rap about where he lived from 1988 to 1992 and everything else, and then boom, put it in everything else, you're probably going to get hits from it later on. Like, it sucks, but it's probably going to happen.
You know what this strikes me as, though? Like, really what this strikes me as is, like, someone telling me, like, you know what? In the future, you'll just have all your food through a pill. Won't that be handy?
I know.
Right.
I know.
No, it's not. I want to eat a fucking steak. I don't want a fucking pill.
And by the way, yeah, it would. And there'd probably be some people that buy it. But on a whole,
I might use it in a pinch if I got to drive.
Your wife would be all about it. How dare you?
Well, she gets half a pill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, listen, I think of this only in terms of Westworld. And all I have to say is, after season one went down, ratings wise, everybody hated it. Why? Do you know what I mean?
Because we knew.
Because we don't want that shit.
Right.
we just don't. Again, if they're able to do it where they're not telling us that it's AI, mm-hmm. and there's something they can do with it, maybe. But every time they have to say this is AI in the beginning or anything like that, this is not their words.
Here's a great one. Here's a fucking great one that just dropped today. I think you were listening to this, Dan, before anyone got here. The Argentinian president, Milei, the crazy anarcho-capitalist who's just YOLOing the country's economy.
Okay.
Right. He went to speak at the World Economic Forum and just dog-walked him about socialism and all this shit, just took a big fat dump on him. And an AI, but it's in Spanish, right? It's in Spanish. Sure. He's Argentinian. This AI, HeyGen, I think it's called, it translated it into English, but in his own accent. So he's speaking with like his accent in English.
Can you play it? Do you have a clip of it?
Yeah, let me put it up to the main.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear that.
That's useful, right? There's useful.
As long as it's not lying, yeah.
Because I'd like to hear Jesse's voice finally with a Spanish accent, like a real one, you know?
Spanish flair.
Yeah.
I mean, like I could Ilaria do Baldwin. That. Oh, yeah, I could do that.
But yeah, I could do it better. So kind of want to hear that. You know what I'm saying?
AI can do everything better except for actually generating.
Here we go.
35 years, we became the first world power. While when we embraced collectivism over the past 100
Holy
years,
shit. So he was,
we saw
this
how
was
our citizens
in Spanish originally?
Began to yeah. systematically yeah, he doesn't, I don't think impoverish themselves until they fell to the 140th
they
position
did his
in
mouth
the world.
Too.
They did his mouth,
40
too.
40 in the world. But before we can have this discussion, it would be important for us to first look at the data that supports why free market capitalism is not only
yeah,
a moral system
That's
to
creepy,
end world
man.
Poverty, but also the only morally desirable system to achieve it. If we consider the history of economic progress, we can see how from year zero until around 1800, the world's per capita GDP remained practically constant throughout the reference period.
Okay, press pause.
So, yeah, this
so wait,
be...
are you positive this like AI did this, right?
Yes. AI yeah. Look, he Creepy. Wrote everything, he said everything,
no, I know.
But in Spanish, so they just sort of like, okay, we pick up the accent, let's convert
wow.
it to
So
English,
if they do
slap
this
the accent on.
They do this live, it's pretty useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
This is what I think the future of AI really is in an everyday sense. People are going to try to make, you know,
they're
meals
try.
Via pill. They're going to try. They're going to try to make you eat a pill for dinner.
Right.
But no one's going to want that.
No. No one's going to want it.
No, we're going
to
end up using
it. You listen
it for...
to a couple. You're intrigued by it for a second. But like, I couldn't listen to that whole special. I couldn't listen to the whole Joe Rogan thing. It's not.
Right.
Real.
There are going to be tools and like programs that just help us with our own jobs.
I just think the next generation, this will be so dialed in that they'll be just be used to it. Like as they grow up, and they won't really know.
Well, I think it depends on how, if you have to put disclaimers. If you have to put disclaimers always, we're good. We're good. You're done.
There's gonna be everybody's fighting for guardrails on it now. I don't
that
know.
Would be
I don't
the
know what the
only
answer...
one that I would fight for. The only one that I would fight for is that you have to say. That it's AI in some way, in some form before. You don't have to give me money. You don't have to whatever. That's all you have to do. Done.
There is thousands of court cases coming out about this. It's probably a great time to, if you're going to law school, like get into this.
Just ask for that one thing.
Holy shit.
Don't say you have to have the rights. No, no, no. All you have to do is that.
Well, the Supreme Court is going to have to make that decision. So.
Seems pretty easy to me. And then, well, now the people that want, you know, to retain rights and make money from whatever are going to freak out about it. But if you really just sit back and realize that like no one is going to actually buy the meal pill, right?
Mm-hmm.
These you're like, you're fine. Your legacy's fine. Your thing's fine. Like no one's going to be clamoring to watch this fake thing.
Well,
I promise you.
Look, that'll lead us into the next thing. I mean, because these are real people doing real people shit without their consent. Pauly Shore, finally got a production company to pay for and allow him to be Richard Simmons in a biopic. We've talked about this in the past. This was his dream. If you pull up the side-by-sides, pretty goddamn close between Pauly Shore and Richard Simmons.
I saw a meme that was Google, like, that was like, he gets the Oscar from looks alone.
That's it.
Like, all I need to see is that, and he wins the Oscar.
It's the same person. It's the same person, only younger,
but like,
at that point.
It looks cheesy. I think it's, what is it supposed to be? Comedy?
Here's the deal. This thing right here was a short that he shot in hopes to get this movie off the ground and the project and everything else. He's been doing this for, I think, 2.5 years. Just on this one particular project. Now, Richard Simmons came out today. He called in to, what was it, Good Morning America? Or
no, that was a long time ago.
Okay.
Today, he just responded via Twitter, which, if you're being held hostage, that's a good way to just show people that you're all fucking good, right? It's your picture. It's the words. It's me, right? Which is the conspiracy or the thought behind him not ever talking or doing anything, really, is that his mate is holding him hostage.
Okay.
But where was it? You can find that tweet that he put, but basically, like, I'm
Richard
disappointed.
Simmons?
Yeah.
Okay.
The real Richard Simmons, okay?
Right.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's obviously him.
Look, I don't know if it's a fucking AI or what.
He called in a long time ago, which they keep using that
audio
for stuff, because they're like, see, he's alive. He's like, no one's holding me hostage. You know what I mean? It's over the phone. Can
sure.
we see a video? No.
No.
No, no, no. Can't show you video. Can't show that there's someone behind me that, like, scares the shit out of me and has all of my money. But I'm not being held hostage. I just want to live a quiet life. Yeah, right. From Richard Simmons, the person that he was, that would walk the run out every day to see that Hollywood bus that would come through the neighborhoods and point out the famous. He would go out there every single day out the gate talking to people. Hey, hey, right?
Right.
From that.
Unless he's
to
going,
a recluse,
but unless he's going through some personal shit where he's just like, I don't want to be seen anymore.
For
but
how many years?
I don't know what he's going through personally. Who knows? There is people that just disappeared and just like, hey, dude, I just want to get out of the public eye and I'm all good.
Okay. So, did you find that tweet, Bob? So it's George Carlin, or sorry, not
Richard
George,
Simmons.
Richard Simmons basically saying, you know, that he is disappointed. I'm here. I don't have a publicist or a manager anymore. I just want to live a quiet life. Hey, everybody, that one.
Yeah.
You may have heard
they may be doing a movie about me with Pauly Shore. Never gave my permission for this movie. Don't believe everything you read. I no longer have a manager. I no longer have a publicist. I just try to live a quiet life.
Mm-hmm.
And then media inquiries. If there are any more media inquiries, please email them to my contact page, richardsimmons@richardsimmons.com. So he's just answering his own emails, I guess.
Well, someone is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesse's convinced he's a fucking hostage.
These are his first tweets.
Let's see a face video.
These are his first tweets.
Okay.
Since August 10th, 2022.
I mean, look, I when this all this shit is over, whatever it is, I don't want to be on Twitter or any social media anymore. So I don't have an issue with that. I get it. But again, this. How is this different than AI? This is even worse.
Now, is he responding because, or is the maid responding because in the short, they allude to that? Or in the movie, they're really leaning into that, and the maid wants to be like, no, 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 it's me. I'm good. I'm good.
I don't know.
Didn't somebody go to the house, though,
and do a fucking welfare check?
No.
Nobody ever has.
No.
Type in it. Google Richard Simmons welfare check. I want to say they did this 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, maybe.
And didn't he come to the gate or something like that?
2017.
You're thinking of Willy Wonka.
Ah, yes. Same person.
Yes.
Same person. Did police ever go there? I know the fans called.
Richard Simmons is doing perfectly fine. Contrary to reports, he's being held hostage by his housekeeper, at least according to police. LAPD officers went to the then 68-year-old's Hollywood Hills home for a welfare check. At least one person had contacted the police saying Richard was being held hostage. The officer spoke to Richard at length and determined he is of sound mind and perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. The visit comes on the heels of a popular podcast alleging that Richard is being held against his will by his longtime friend and housekeeper.
Searching for Simmons, was it, I think.
Okay. Dan Taberski, host of the Missing Richard Simmons podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
He tried tracking down Richard's brother, Lenny. But the door got shut in his face. He spoke to Lenny on the phone, and he just says he doesn't understand why Richard's all holed up. There's a similar concern in 2015. Cops did a welfare check then, also determined that Richard was fine. He just wanted to live outside the public view.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's where shit gets creepy. Years ago, I'd written this movie called Searching for Sajak sold it to Fox. And they were trying to get Pat Sajak on board. We only had one fucking scene at the end of the movie. That was it. It was very limited. Two scenes, forgive me. One on stage and then one at his house afterwards. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have gotten a fuck ton of money for it. And he did not agree to do it. And the project got killed. And everyone was stunned because we were like, why wouldn't it? It made him look cool as shit. It made him look awesome in this film. And he didn't want to do it. So they spiked it. Now, these days, you don't need anybody's permission to do shit. So it's like he's going to do this movie about Richard Simmons. And that's it. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
To me, you should be able to talk to Richard Simmons to find out about his fucking life.
He doesn't want anyone to talk to him, so what does he care about the movie?
If he doesn't want anyone to talk to him, just read the script. Because Ray Charles, who couldn't read, did get approval on Jamie Foxx and the whole fucking thing and everything else, and then was like, all right, you guys can do this. My one stipulation is you do
that
not
I have
sing.
To be able to see.
Is that you make me see in the movie.
You make me
I'm not
wearing
blind. Glasses.
And, it's a movie. Let's have fun with it, huh? Is that what he said?
And I'm in a dart competition, and listen, I'm winning every single match.
Yeah.
No, but the one stipulation he had was, I don't want you to do an imitation of me. I want you to use my original music. Even fair. Though Jamie Foxx could do the best fucking impression of all time. So
right,
it was like,
but that's fair.
But he agreed to it. Yeah. Jamie Foxx agreed to it and said, all right, great. If that's the stipulation, let's do it. And it's awesome. This makes me feel like shit about this movie. I kind of want him on board. Like, I want to...
He was contacted. He was contacted about it multiple times.
He said, no, I don't want to do this.
All right,
I don't know if he said no.
A workaround. We feed all of Richard Simmons' videos into AI and then just get it to say, yes.
Yes.
Or just you, Bob. It could be just your voice saying it over and over again throughout the movie. Hey, Richard, how are you feeling today? Yes.
Richard, do you want us to do this movie? Yes!
Yes!
Yes, but because we need a backstory, because we need real human drama in it, because we are fascinated with this, we will go see this. If it was AI, sorry, nobody's going to see it.
Yeah.
But you're going to see this because you know the backstory of this and this and this that connects to that and that they talked and why didn't and whatever.
I'll watch the trailer and make an informed decision from there.
Do we have a trailer at all from it? No.
No, no, no. They're literally just going into production now. So like it is.
Well, what about the short film?
That
was out
film,
already,
I believe,
right?
Was 2.5 minutes or something. Yeah, you might be able to
Do
find
you have
that on
that?
YouTube. I've never seen it.
I think they shot the short film and they used it. It's debuting, I think, at Sundance this
oh, you're
week
right.
or
you're
whatever.
Right. It is, yes.
But
you're
the
correct.
The full length or short
Friday.
Film?
It's a short film, actually.
Okay, so that's the one.
But this could be the trailer
you know
for the
like?
Yeah.
It's,
oh, okay.
It's like the Robin Williams thing that went viral a little
yes.
while back.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. With Carlin, by the way, Carlin's daughter on Twitter said she tagged Zelda Williams in it, Robin Williams' daughter, and he goes, if you don't think they're coming for Robin next, they are. And so, like, that's what this is. With this now, this short film is actually going to premiere at Sundance this next upcoming Friday. This is the trailer for it. It is called, the short film is called The Court Jester. Mm-hmm. I have not seen it, though. Play it. We're on a Patreon, right? Yeah, play it. Mm-hmm. Let's see this fucking thing.
I'm in.
What's my first rule?
Oh, this fine another fucking kid.
Like yourself. Your weight doesn't matter. If you like yourself, you're gonna be fine. But I've been where you are right now. And where I'm right now is I just love myself. Every part of myself. And I think I can show you how to get here.
Please welcome Richard.
I think it's gonna be a love letter.
I'm kind of in for that.
I think it's. I mean, listen.
I'm kind of
in
for that.
He has a big
the fuck that is.
Story. And the whole, so the guy that did the podcast about missing Richard Simmons, he did his class, lost a bunch of weight with him, mm-hmm. and was with him when, or was doing it when he was all of a sudden just like done.
What was
And so he was like, oh my God, like you were someone that was like literally changed my life. And now I can't, they were talk on the phone, hang out. And like he, I don't know. I think it was a love letter.
The podcast, forgive me, what was the answer for those guys at the end of it? What did they think?
Same. Well, they were just wondering why you couldn't just talk to him. Like, I get not wanting to be in the public eye or whatever, but why are you cutting off literally anyone you were ever friends with, anyone that you ever talked to, like, to be a for real recluse mm-hmm. that no one can contact?
Right.
So he was just kind of like, I just want to, like, talk to him, tell him that he, you know, changed his life. I understand if changed the podcaster's life. I understand if he wants to not do anything, but like, why not just be like, I love you all, you know, whatever it is.
Sure.
And so I think it ended with Bob was saying, you know, he tried to talk to the brother and he got the door slammed in his face. And so that was the end of the podcast where it was just like, look, okay, he doesn't, I guess he's slamming doors in people's faces and hanging up on people. That's what he wants to do. That's fine. I'm just, it's weird.
Interesting. Because the guy who famously walked away from all of this was Johnny Carson and just, you know, went to Palm Springs and nobody saw him or did anything. But here's the difference. He still had dinner parties. He had all of his friends over.
Whatever.
He just said, I don't want to be photographed out in public or anything like that. Everybody can come over. He still had his friends. He would still call his friends and all that other shit. And they would chat. He would give advice to other comedians and everything else. So I understand that. I did not know that friends of his were showing up at his house and they were slamming the door in his face.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Now, listen, this guy was making a podcast, but even he made it because he was just trying to like talk to him and just be like, where's my friend or what's he up to? Can I talk to the brother? If the brother tells me he's great, what, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just him and this maid. And listen, if that's what you want, that's great. Why can't you talk to friends? Why can't you talk to people? Why do you literally not?
I don't know.
That's all.
All right. So Jesse thinks he's being held hostage right now with a gun to his head against his will by the maid. All right. And that's fine.
Or brainwashed, or he's being like,
I'll go along with these conspiracies. You know me. I'll do it. I'll ride this fucking train with you. Get two tickets, not just one. I'll hop on board with you for this one.
Like, I mean, Jones.
You want to tell
Jim
me he's fucking
Jones,
kidnapped? Let's do it.
Jim Jones got however many people to drink Kool-Aid, and everyone knows Kool-Aid sucks. And this one didn't have sugar in it. This one didn't have sugar.
That sugar
slander,
I'm not
going to
put up with.
It was sugar-free. So if you can get someone to do that,
God,
look, people
damn it,
have
Jesse.
Joined cults. He can be brainwashed. He can whatever. He can be maybe not held hostage with a gun, but held monetarily. Maybe she got power of attorney over everything. I don't fucking know.
Wow, Jesse, that's a lot, dude. That's a lot. We just said there about
but
the Kool-Aid.
I also do
the
think
Kool-Aid,
that
Kool-Aid. I'm not going to tolerate that. It's a delicious drink. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I just use it on a flavor. When I was at the tasting, I go, give me this. And you can't, fun fact, Fred, we're actually doing a Hard AF, like How We Made It show tomorrow, actually live. Danny from Brunches is going to come do it with me. But it's one of those things where you can't patent a flavor. So fuck it.
Yeah.
I went into this meeting and I was asking for a bunch of wild shit, and they had the samples out all over the thing. And I go, oh shit, is this how you guys do it? And they're like, yeah. And then we'll run it into the system. We'll eat it, and then we'll run it into the system, and then it'll replicate.
Fun fact, it wasn't actually Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid. So maybe you should do that.
What's Flavor-Aid?
It's
the
like,
poor people Kool-Aid.
It's like the knockoff.
Oh, I don't do that bullshit. No,
well,
Jim Jones did. I'll get gross and intimate with you here. You know, I would drink it without sugar. I just liked it. The pack in the thing. It was sour as fuck, but I love that shit. So I would just dump a pack in water and then bounce for the day like a fucking serial killer. I did that as a kid. Full pack of Kool-Aid, no sugar. I never added the sugar in there.
So these
and
guys
killed 18 people.
These guys, it would appear, also did the Robin Williams one.
Yeah, because it had that
same
feel,
guys?
Right?
Yeah.
It had that feel to it. Look,
shit. That Robin Williams one was really good. Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Lewis Brothers, man, I'm looking for it now. It's still on their TikTok because I was looking at their TikTok to see if and where they were big.
Play the Robin Williams one for people.
I'm trying to find it. There's kind of...
God, that was good.
We already remember played that? It on this show.
We did it years ago. How many years ago was that, Bob?
Like a year or two ago? 2 years ago?
Was it really?
Yeah. All right, here's, I think, not a rip-off of it.
But the thing that made it work, and I think that's what's going to make this Pauly Shore one work, is that they do it so dramatically great.
Yeah.
As far as it looking great and the whole...
If you stay in the look and feel of it, it's great. That was my gripe about the Amy Winehouse thing, where it just looked like shit. Go ahead and play this real quick. We'll just play a couple...
Come in, your fatitude. Muller. Hello, Orson. Falling asleep on the job again, Muller. No, your immenseness. Just working on my report on dreams.
Dreams?
Well, dreams are a beautiful aspect of human culture. In fact, it happens
God
when
damn,
you're
this
night,
guy's good.
You close your
looks
eyes
identical
and all kinds of images happen, and it's really bizarre. Well, let's try this one. Well, it depends on all you ask. If you ask Cinderella, she might sing it to you and say,
Robin.
A dream is a wish your heart...
Robin! Could you give us a moment?
James, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. HardAfSeltzer.com. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Who's drinking back there? There we go.
Everybody?
We got five over there.
All
new
right.
flavors are up in the fridge over there if you guys want to help yourselves.
Help yourself. We've got
you're
some,
welcome to it.
Some listeners in.
Yeah. Free booze every time you walk in the studio, which is fun. And you get trashed, they're going to be disappointed we shot fake news earlier this morning, though. Dan had a flight. I know. Dan had a flight.
I know.
He's doing some suicide prevention thing over in Las Vegas. I think he's just going there to commit suicide, but who knows? You know?
He's so selfish, right?
Yeah. What if he did it the night before the suicide prevention speak, like the talk, and he was just like, I'll show them. Be classic Dan.
Calm down. Dan would think that was funny.
It'd be a great move. It'd be a great move out there. But Hard AF Seltzer's everywhere, all right? There is a reason to live. Or if you're just depressed, it's a great reason to drink. Let's face it, dude. 8%? No carbs, no sugars. At least you're not going to get fat doing it. You know, nobody wants a fat dead body. You can have a skinny little body over there.
Yeah. We won't keep this ad for, like, future. This is just going to be a one-off for this show.
We own the company. We love it.
Listen.
Go to the store locator on RAMSeltzer.com. Enter in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest store near you. We would prefer that you buy it at the stores because it's cheaper. Yes, we still ship right to your house in 36 states, and that's all good. It's just expensive as shit. It's heavy. That's what it is. The fucking shipping sucks on that. Just buy it at the stores. You can get a 12-pack super cheap anywhere. So we're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas. And they're all stocked up. I got some at HEB last night. Total Wines is open, all that other stuff. Ohio is open. Wilmington, North Carolina, they're in all the brunches out there, which we love. It's our favorite breakfast place. Up and down the board. Gigantic fan. And then the Total Wines in Wilmington is all stocked up as well. They just did some sweet end displays over there, which is nice. And if you're watching the games this weekend, massive NFL slate. Obviously, this is to go to the NFC and AFC championship games here. The winners out of this weekend, which everybody in America will be watching, and you're heading to your local bar. If you're in Columbus, go down to Urban Meyer's Pine House. Grab some Hard AF Seltzers out there in Dublin. Go down to Standard Hall on campus at Ohio State. Short North Pint House is stocked up down there. If you're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, go down to Corks and Tops on campus. Grab yourself a 12-pack. Head on over to Rama Jamma if it's a nice weekend and you're just watching the games outside the stadium. That's fun. But we're everywhere, dude. So, you know, if you're out there in Alpharetta, if you're going to that Turtle Creek package store, we're there. If you're in Nashville, Frugal McDougal's has got you all set up over there. Knoxville, you got the Total Wines there and University Liquors. Help yourself, dude. Right? Support us and support the show by going to HardAFSeltzer.com today. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting. There was one right down the street here in Austin, Texas. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. The word game changer has been thrown around so much, it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you that PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Jabes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. She's good too, the chick who played Pam in this.
Yeah.
All right, you can stop it there, I guess. That's fine. But
it's,
man,
done so well,
so fucking good.
So these guys, the Lewis brothers, wrote and directed that, but I guess they Jamie Costa, the actor, got to post it because it's not on their YouTube channel, or maybe they're asked to take it down. Maybe they got a C&D. Either way, though, yeah, these guys. I've actually caught one of their sketches on TikTok before too. It's like a Bing Crosby sketch. So these guys have done some.
Okay, what's
So we'll see.
How many followers
like
these guys have? We'll give them a shout out.
The Robin thing or
Lewis Brothers, it's 10.5K on YouTube, and then they've got about 175K on TikTok.
Okay. God, YouTube is so fucking hard to crack that code, isn't it? If these guys couldn't do it either with these fucking trailers, we was bitching earlier. We haven't gained a subscriber in a month on that goddamn platform. But as far as these guys and their talent, though, that's the first time I'm seeing the Pauly Shore thing. It's very good. I didn't know they did the Robin Williams thing. That was very, very good as well. So who knows? Look, Sundance doesn't take dog shit, so they wouldn't do it just to do it
right
for Pauly Shore. Right. You know, because he's kind of on that edge of like he's still a joke to a lot of people. So if this wasn't very good, mm-hmm. I don't know that they would take it.
They do this a lot. I think they did one with Jack Nicholson too.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Is that supposed to be Jack?
This is a short film. This is the guy who played Robin Williams.
And he's doing Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, so he does a bunch of impressions, by the way.
Are you kidding me? Jack, are you kidding me? Jack is robbing any minute. And when he finds out, you're done.
Finds out what?
Jack, you're back. How was filming?
Filming was filming. finds out what?
We have a bit of a situation.
Right, you can press pause here. Right. I get very uncomfortable for Jack Nicholson impressions. Yeah. And you know my rules on this show. That and Christopher Walken impressions make me super uncomfortable. The only one that got me the other day was Dave Grohl. One of our listeners sent it in, and I was just like, oh, fuck. I'd never seen it before. And coming out of Dave Grohl's mouth, it was really goddamn funny, but that's kind of it. Like, I can't watch a Jack Nicholson impression. I'm sorry.
That Bing one looks so silly. Is it?
Is it Bing Crosby? Is he doing an impression of Bing Crosby?
I've seen this. I remember liking it. Actually, okay. I'm not totally sure, but I think I remember.
It's called Bing Crosby Song Fail.
Ruins Christmas or song, yeah.
Okay. I think I know this one too, Bob.
All right.
Yeah.
This is It's the Holiday Season with Bing Crosby, take one. You ready over there, Bing?
You're goddamn right I am.
That's what I like to hear. Let's roll it.
This one was good.
It's the holiday season. With a whoop-dee-doo and dickery-duck, and please be sure to suck a macaque. Coming down the chimney down.
I'm sorry there, Bing. What exactly did you just say?
You know, he's coming down the chimney, like Santa.
No.
Santa Claus.
No, after the dickery-duck part.
I don't know, man. I was just scatting.
Right.
Saying what feels right.
Well, the line
whatever
is,
feels right.
And don't forget to hang up your sock. So let's take it one more time, okay?
Hey, you're the boss.
All right, you're best pros right here. So the whole thing goes on like that.
Yeah.
It's a really good sketch. Same guys, Bob?
Same guys all around.
Fuck. All right. I'm a fan of these guys, at least.
Yeah.
The Lewis brothers. Okay. They didn't ever make that Robin Williams thing, though. They shot that down.
Yeah. Well, I think it wasn't it to like.
He wanted to play him in a biopic.
Right. But weren't they making the biopic and that was on hold or it's maybe going to happen?
They had talked about it for years because I think, and we talked about this in the past here, shit, maybe like 2 weeks ago actually, about biopics of who do you want to see and who's your dream. And one of the top of everybody's list was Robin Williams.
Yeah.
But how do you, the question was always who plays him and who could do that manic craziness along with the dramatic and everything else and also looks like Robin Williams, and it just seemed
Martin
impossible.
Martin Short, probably, right?
No, not Martin Short.
Is it too old?
Damn it.
Well, is he too old? Because he could, I mean, that's...
Comedically, nowhere close, Jesse.
I just think Martin Short can pull it off.
That's all we're saying. Oh, that's all we're saying. He played a 10-year-old boy. Why can't he play a...
Martin Luther King.
You know?
I'm not doubting him. I'm not doubting him.
Not if it's Martin Short, I'm telling you, he could do
put him in an MLK biopic.
But things like this show me, honestly, is like not the Robin Williams thing in particular. Like that guy was so good.
I know.
And I'm looking at his IMDb.
I know.
And he's probably poor. He's probably very poor.
100%.
Very, very poor. And that's what sucks. By the way, gentlemen who just walked in, grab some Hard AF Seltzer back there in the Drinking Bros podcast fridge.
If you'd like, we're not
drinking
on you.
It's after fucking noon on a Thursday. Yes, you're drinking.
It's just usually why people come in here. It's not for our fucking bullshit. That's for.
It's usually for free drinks, and they're like, "Hey,
there's some
do we
in
get
this
free
fridge
AF
too
seltzer?
If you're not comfortable."
Cool. Yeah.
But
either way, with these guys and all that other shit, maybe there's some hope out of this Pauly Shore thing. I don't know. I won't completely shoot it down. I've just seen that short film. I look pretty fucking good.
Yeah, because I don't think Richard Simmons saw the whole thing or whatever. He doesn't like the idea of it happening. But
he
hasn't
seen it. He doesn't have the internet.
Well, according
to Jesse, the internet?
Yeah, according
right?
to Jesse,
the maid
the
wouldn't show
not
it to
giving him,
but
the internet. So
I think if he saw what it was, which I believe it's going to be, which is just like, you know, a love letter.
Okay.
And making it be like, hey, say what you will about Richard Simmons, but he was actually a really influential, like, amazing person.
He really was.
He got turned into a joke, but it started out as something really genuine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm with you, Jesse, okay?
He's got
a gun to his head right now, and I'm more concerned with that. And I apologize.
Lindsay Lohan is pissed.
Oh, I... Pff.
Lindsay Lohan is pissed. And her dad's pissed, so watch out. Her dad is coming for Tina Fey.
Okay. Let it fire away. Pun
what
intended.
What is your
pun intended?
What were you gonna say? I'll joke either.
No. I'll tell you exactly what. Read it to everybody. Let them know. It's regarding Lohan, the new Mean Girls musical movie.
The new Mean Girls musical. Just let you guys know, it is a
musical movie. Yes,
It is a movie based on the musical.
Correct.
Based on the movie.
Correct.
That is now a movie.
That is now a movie again. People.
Mean Girls reboot, maybe out in theaters, but it was up to Lindsay Lohan. They'd still be in post-production, which is kind of how they're talking, like that it's not out yet. But anyways, there's one joke in it. Lindsay Lohan makes an appearance, by the way, a cameo. She got $500,000 for 2 seconds.
Okay.
I just want to say that first off.
Good for her.
Good for her, right?
That's a lot of money. Yes.
That's a great thing to be in this musical. Haven't seen it, but Megan Thee Stallion makes a joke that was written for her. She doesn't do it on her own, written by Tina Fey.
Yep.
She praises Sadie? What's her name? Caddy?
Caddy.
Yeah, I watched Mean Girls once, very long time ago in a theater, never saw it again.
And her talent show performance by saying, Y2K fire crotches back.
Gotcha.
One little joke. Yeah. Not great, but...
Well, so Firecrotch, back in
Lindsay
the day...
Lohan.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing. It was, I think, Paris Hilton who said it and went viral and everything else. I don't know why you care about that at all. Who cares about having red pubic hair?
Well...
It's a fetish in a lot of circles there, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, well...
You got $500,000. So
let's move on. And her dad, Michael Lohan...
Okay.
Are unhappy with the creative choice and now are calling for it to be removed from the movie that's already in theaters.
Well, it's too late for that. She did go to the premiere. Did she not watch the movie at the premiere? Because she was on the red carpet.
I think this is another case of her dad being super rad and just riling her up, right? He's always been a really good influence on her. Yeah, the
Michael
dad.
Lohan.
Michael Lohan.
Big fan.
If you've ever watched the reality show or know anything about Lindsay, her dad has always been a really strong role model. Yeah.
And he was going to bat for her the other day, too.
Yes.
And her commercials for Planet Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm sorry, but you're really going to compare this to this in the fitness industry? LOL, really? And, here's her commercial.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then he shows, his hot daughter in real life.
Okay.
Okay, skinny bod, whatever.
Looks
and
good.
Then he's comparing her to this lady.
Oh, that's nice. Get him on the case.
Yeah. And he's like,
get him on the case.
She's gross. My daughter's hot.
Yeah.
Be careful, Michael. Yeah. Although
everybody
just written
hates
him
Megan
off.
Well, and they've written her off, too. Everybody hates her, too, so...
I don't know
myself
if
included.
I don't know if as many people do. She was first just kind of like, I didn't really like it. I was hurt by it. And then her dad gets involved and they're putting out statements for, to get it removed. And now he's just like riding for her.
Gross. Get over it. You got $500,000 for a one day shoot. Let's get the fuck over it, bro. Chances are, Mike, you were on the payroll for years on for her, and I'm sure she doesn't need your fucking help now. Didn't she get married to like one of those Saudi prince dudes or some rich fucking foreigner?
I don't know if it was a foreigner, or just a.
Oh,
rich...
it is. She didn't even live in the United States anymore.
Badr Shamas.
That's it.
They got married in 2022.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I think
I think they have
I
a
think
kid,
he
right?
will always any. Ounce of like credibility that she starts to get back, I think that he will always bring her right back down.
Well, that's the only
to where
that's the only thing he has is her. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's it. As far as box office wise goes for this thing, projected through Sunday, which box office goes Friday to Sunday, you're looking at $52 million for this fucking movie.
Man, she's
not
lived
bad.
In
bad.
She's lived in Dubai since 2014.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
And she gave birth to her son in Dubai.
Yes.
And
this is what
this
happens
year.
When you run out of money and, you're famous still overseas. A lot of people go get married over there, dude. And they They still want to live that life. And over there, they're still super fucking famous. Whereas here, no one would give a shit.
Yeah, and they do have the Real Housewives of Dubai on Bravo. So it is
that
a,
real?
Yeah.
Mm.
It is a very rich area.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? The money in Dubai is astounding. And that's why everybody does it. And that's the joke with the Instagram models getting fucking PJs over there.
Right.
Oh, I'm loving Dubai. No, we know because somebody paid you to fly you out there so they could fuck you for the weekend.
Right.
But I love to travel. And I have this job where I work at Starbucks. Oh, but you love to travel to Dubai on a private jet? How did you afford that working at Starbucks? Right. How did you do it?
Oh, I just like to travel. If you want to do it, you can make it happen.
All you have to do is fuck this 380-pound furball of a dude who doesn't shower and smells like fucking Mediterranean food, you know, and that's all you got to do, and then you can have a nice vacay and some selfies.
It's not just that you don't get paid $50,000 to have normal sex.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And it's not just going to be him or humans.
Oh God.
I don't know.
What other?
It's just so I've heard.
Okay. What? A non-human?
Big horse culture over there.
Yeah.
Dogs,
horses. Sheep.
Never need
goats. Falcons. I mean, they'll fly their falcons.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry. You've got to have sex with my falcon. Okay? I will be in the room. It'll be totally safe. My falcon knows me. Mm-hmm. I know my falcon. But you've got to have sex with my falcon in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah,
very small bird dick. You won't even feel it. He's fine.
By the way,
go very fast.
I don't know where her husband's from, but he went to USF, Dan's rival school.
Wow.
University of South Florida.
Let's go. Do we have a pic of this guy? Because what I know what I'm picturing in my mind, and it's Britney Spears' ex-husband. No. Is it what does this dude look like, Lindsay Lohan's husband? It's the same look. It's the same fucking dude.
Why does
dude.
He look so familiar, though?
Same look.
Oh, okay.
They've all got the same look, dude.
That's just a dude from Tampa.
No. Yeah, that's just a guy.
He does look like a dude from Tampa.
Why live in Dubai if you're just a dude
You've
from
got
Tampa?
Money?
Well, he works for Credit Suisse.
Yeah, you also don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, the Real Housewives of Dubai, like a lot of them are British, like moved from Britain or other places to like live there. Again,
this is a finance, bro.
There's some kind. Yeah. There's some kind of
sure
it's a tax haven.
Financial.
And the
thing.
Women don't get to do anything. So, and that's nice. You can't leave
can
the house.
No. They want.
Yeah, if you're not from there,
Dubai's
you're fine.
Dubai's fair game. If you have money, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, no, it was Qatar. I was gonna say, where was the World Cup? Or they couldn't
Qatar's
have alcohol.
Qatar's a little more grim.
No. Yeah.
All right. Well, good for them. She looks happy. You know,
Dubai's their Vegas.
Okay. Well, good for them. Good for those guys. Is it same weather as Vegas, where it's hot as fuck?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, have fun.
Shouldn't exist. It's a fake city.
I know. All of it's fake. Didn't they build a fake hotel like out in the ocean too, and some other crazy shit?
They have islands.
Yeah, a fake island.
They
build
fake islands. Yeah.
Have you seen the fake islands?
No.
Oh,
is it something to get away with other financial stuff? Maritime
no,
law?
This was like, hey, we want this to look like it's paradise, but it's 180 degrees
also,
every day. Just pull up a picture of the fake island.
We will, but these are the police cars in Dubai.
Oh, my God.
No fucking way.
I love it.
I've never seen
this. This is a Lamborghini police car.
That's fucking great.
Wow.
And it's not just one. It's not, you know, like someone got
a
little extra tax money.
So it's literally just like...
It's a fleet of them.
It's all these luxury cars that they make into fucking...
It's like a gaudy Cheesecake Factory town.
Yes.
If there's one, it's the most gaudy town, city, and
in the entire world, right?
Right. Yeah. And I'm not going to, like, you know, make any stereotypes or, like, compare them to people that you may know here or anything, but you know
I
what
will. I don't give a shit about racism. All those fucking dirtbags do this bullshit over here.
I don't give a shit about racism.
Who is it? The Shaws of Sunset was on one time when a babysitter left. I turned this on, I was like, Jesus Christ, man. It's almost like you read the stereotype and you were like, how do I beat it? How do I beat this as a human being?
Mm-hmm.
And then they did it.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, I couldn't watch that for more than 15 minutes. I could smell it. Whenever you see something on television that you can smell in your own living room.
I did love
you
a show.
You got to flip it off. Like I was all done with that bullshit. Show the fake islands to Jesse. I don't think she's seen it. Because the fake islands are impressive. Now, that shit, I was like, God damn. All right.
Adding
now
beaches.
We're getting somewhere. Yeah, but let's do it in America here. Let's not do that over there where it's 180. Look at that shit, Jesse.
Oh, those aren't fake islands.
Yeah, they are.
Fake peninsulas.
Oh, whatever, man. I mean, all
oh,
shit.
I guess that other part's not connected.
If you dream it, you can achieve it. Look at that fucking shit, dude. Do you believe that? I mean, there's entire
That's
communities.
Fucking impressive.
No
dude.
Shit. Isn't it amazing?
It is.
Like that? Why don't we do that here? To get some cool shit out there in an ocean we actually like, where it's not 180 fucking degrees. Put that in Atlantic City, for Christ's sakes. Whew. That you can then you can revitalize Atlantic City. Right now, I don't want to step outside my hotel and then go into a crack den next door. I don't want to do that.
Right.
Build me a fake fucking island that I can take you to. You know.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing this weekend, babe? I'm whisking you away to a fake island.
Right.
In Atlantic City, and we can walk on these fake, beautiful beaches, and circles, and do all kinds of fucked up shit. I'm in.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go to Dubai for this shit.
Okay.
Zero desire. You?
No.
No, me neither.
I'd go.
I know yeah. You would, Delco. I know you
but
would.
But your hobby is traveling.
Yeah.
I am a traveler.
Yeah. Traveling my heart. Is that your bio for Instagram?
Might be. Soon.
Producer, traveler, lover.
World yeah. traveling enthusiast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
My one trip a year.
If you believe it, you can achieve it.
Hey, that one trip a year is more than everybody else, man.
So true.
Yeah. So good for you, Delco. You are a traveler.
I like
I've never
the world.
Been to Portugal.
I don't cross off half the world like you do.
Yeah.
You're the biggest hater here of the world.
No. Well, of the world, yeah.
Yes, yes.
For sure. As far as like people, geography, all that shit, absolutely. I'm crossing off entire continents. We did that earlier on fake news, but I was just like, dude, I cross off entire continents.
Yeah, I would love to go to Africa, hey, the Middle East.
Jesse crossed off Africa with me.
When? What happened?
Easily. Do you remember that conversation? You were like, I never want to go to Africa. And I was like, I don't either. Great.
Don't
I'm never going to bother you to do that.
No, it wasn't Africa.
It was Africa. Where do you want to go in Africa?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You want to go to Egypt?
Somalia?
Yeah. I guess I'd go to Egypt.
Somalia?
I would go to Egypt. I would go to fucking anywhere with Djibouti. You know, safaris and shit like that.
Morocco would be sick.
Morocco would be dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Mediterranean cities for sure. I'd love to go see like Carthaginian ruins, stuff like that.
Gross.
Right. I don't like...
There's plenty of places in Africa I would go.
I had a friend of ours went to Morocco to do a movie, and I was like, how was it? Was it amazing, the culture and everything? He goes, fucking sucked. Because, dude, we didn't leave our fucking hotel room. All we did was karaoke every night and drink until
dope.
We pass out.
Coffee's
he
the
did
best.
Say the coffee was good.
At where? Where? What?
Morocco.
Oh, yeah.
He did
yeah,
say
yeah.
the coffee was good. It's so weird that you knew that.
No, I mean, they're known for coffee.
Are they? I'm not a big coffee guy. I mean, I drink it, but it's, you know.
The coffee, just in general, over in Europe, when I was in Portugal, was fucking night and day.
Oh, I'm sure.
Better.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Here, I mean, we're used to fucking Starbucks and bullshit like that. Like, yeah, I get it. I understand it. You guys have a crime corner day?
No, we don't.
Ah!
We have a couple nature nooks.
Fuck yeah, dude. There it is. He's still quick on that one.
He's quick on all of them. Just...
Nailed it.
Yeah.
God damn, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Been a while.
You don't have to do it every time. You don't have to do that song every time. You have to do it every time someone says, been a while.
Been a while.
Can we?
What? It's Aaron Lewis. It's Stained.
I know. Can we revive his career the way that we did Creed?
He is not coming back, friend.
Wasn't he like a country singer?
Was.
Yeah.
It was. But yeah. He lives by his own code.
He probably lives in a bunker now.
His own creed. That's not true. He actually still tours.
He's a bunker boy.
We can talk about it off air.
Okay, so Bahamas, at the Bahamas, this story was just on the Today Show. Today.
Yes.
Today?
Yeah.
Damn,
so
are we getting cucked by the Today Show?
Wow.
No, I think we did the Stingray one from that. where if I'm watching, you know, and there's some kind of something where they're appalled that nature was nature, I just like to, yeah, you know, showcase that. So at the Atlantis Resort, we've been.
We sure have. Love it. Is this where this was at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the Atlantis Resort, a 10-year-old boy, that's literally the youngest that you can be. His parents weren't in the water as well. I'm not really sure why. But anyway, there's this experience at Atlantis where in the shark bay or whatever.
Yeah.
That's enclosed. It's like a SeaWorld. But anyways, you can walk along the bottom. They put on these like helmets where you can breathe and you can walk along the bottom with all the sharks.
Kid?
That's the youngest you can be. And by the way, I think that's a little
crazy.
Bit like
I
would,
do
would
that.
I let Jax go in there?
No,
not
dude.
A fucking prayer. But anyways, so oof. The parents are up, I guess, on the deck. They weren't in it. But anyway,
he had like a guide with him or something.
Guide and like a group. So there was other people in there. I don't know why the parents didn't go. But anyway, he's walking along and a shark attacks his leg. The couple that was on the
shark or one of those like fucking sand bullshit sharks?
I mean, it was enough that like he had to be rushed to the hospital.
God
there was
damn.
Like,
all right.
It was one of these little fuckers, I think.
Shit. That's
not
a fucking
small.
Great white, Bob.
That's not a great white.
No.
But what is that?
I don't know.
Bull
it's not
shark?
A great white. Yeah, like a bull shark, probably.
It's one that's like not known to
attack
and can be, you know, can be quite docile, I guess, except for if you keep them in captivity, right?
Yeah.
So he's walking along this, you know, excursion thing, whatever.
In a literal shark tank.
In a literal shark tank and gets attacked.
I think this might be it. Yeah, shark.
So, yeah.
This is it right here.
Fuck,
so
dude.
This is basically like a fish tank that's inside, huge shark tank that's inside the resort.
And you get to just walk Jesus. Through with the sharks.
With these weird helmets, which I also would be scared of as well.
Yeah, because
you're
what
literally
happens
just
if
like
that thing
putting
pops
it
off your head.
It's all something that is quintessence nature nook, where you just go, listen. One of these sharks could bite you, right? Like I just want you to know that that could happen. And I guess they didn't even think it was a possibility.
Now, Bob, go back to that pic real quick down there. There we go. All right. I also want to focus on the selfie stick that this guy is holding. Like, this
with
is
the GoPro.
Yeah,
with
dude.
The GoPro.
This is so fucking America right here, where it's just like, hey, dude, we're going to put this rubber, half rubber helmet on you with a camera on it. You're going to breathe through that. But you don't have to put on a full suit. Because look at homegirl. Her little suit only comes up to the knees there. So that way you can kind of just still feel the sand. And don't forget to take your selfie stick. You're going to want to show this to your friends at home.
Right.
And then your 10-year-old gets his fucking leg torn off.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's hopping down the fucking highway.
He's fine. He's stable. It wasn't that bad,
he
but it was enough.
Leg?
No, but it was definitely bit him. Like there was commotion. The witnesses said, and then blood started coming up and everyone's like, holy shit.
Fuck.
But it's also one of those things that like, why is it a story? You know?
Why does this exist?
The
in
parents
world?
Are just like, I thought. So the parents on
they told
the
me
today,
the tank full of sharks was safe.
Yeah, they literally said, I thought that maybe the resort had better like safety procedures in place or more safety measures. And you're just like, yeah, but those safety measures can only go as far as you walking up to the shark.
Right.
Unless these are robot sharks or, you know, they've been drugged in some way. I don't know how Atlantis as a resort can make sure that these sharks in captivity don't bite you, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, you can never guarantee that.
Exactly. That's
unless
the
you
point.
Pull out their goddamn teeth.
That's the point of Nature Nook, right?
I understand that. But if you're Atlantis, I'm surprised they didn't rip all the shark teeth out of their mouth.
Well, it's closed
gum them
until
down.
Further notice. This unexpected event.
That like no one saw coming,
yeah.
Right, Bob?
Shit. We were gonna take our 5-year-old there.
Yeah.
No one saw this coming.
I'm sure, you know, they go back into like the general manager's office and he's like, the shark, what?
I know. What do you mean?
Yeah.
How did this happen? It's like,
yeah.
Well, there was somebody, I mean,
Rory, did you not pull out all the teeth like I told you
walking.
To? Pull out! I told you to pull out of the teeth of the shark's mouth. You didn't do it. Grab the wrench. All right, we'll shut this down for 48, and then we'll open it back up. Grab the wrench and rip all their fucking teeth
out. I also
out.
Want to say maybe here's a possibility that one shark could have been racist.
Because the kid was white or black? Was the kid black?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a possibility. I'm just throwing
dogs
stuff out
are
there.
The same way.
Why a
dogs
shark would
way.
Ever, right?
Yeah.
Dogs in captivity.
Uh-huh.
Dogs mm-hmm. are the same way.
I'm
dude.
Just trying to wrap my head around how this could happen, is
yeah.
all it is.
Yeah. No, I get it.
In a resort, they need to have safety measures in place so that this doesn't happen.
I agree with you.
It's pathetic.
I agree.
Yeah,
I'm
think
choked
these,
up about it, Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, put some safety measures. If you're going to have little kids walking around exposed in a
I
shark
don't know.
Tank.
And again, I'm just spitballing. It's like maybe they're in the tank and you just kind of see them
from,
I don't
the
know,
outside.
From the outside. Maybe. And listen, I know that's crazy too.
But that's not the
experience
you're paying
for. I know that's crazy too.
I want to get in there with the sharks. All right? I want to rub a belly. I want to fucking free willy one of these fuckers. You know?
So anyways. Against all odds.
R.I.P. So that kid is, he was pronounced dead at 1:18 p.m. today.
No, he's fine. He's stable.
Oh, I'm looking at something else.
Really what this is it's a great story experience. You know what I mean? It's
yes.
like, get bitten by a shark. Tell your friends you got bitten by a shark.
Oh, right?
I'm sure the kid will turn out normal, too.
Like, do you want to have a shark bite story? Come on down.
Yeah. That is actually, look, what doesn't kill you makes you more interesting.
Cooler. Yeah.
Yeah.
What doesn't kill or make... Kill you makes you cooler, yeah.
Sort of. Because then you got to go back to school and tell everybody how you got it. I was like, oh, you know the enclosed shark tank that you pay for? My parents paid for that. Oh, they did? And they let you in there, huh? Yeah, I know. My dad and mom almost got me killed by a shark. It's
no,
weird. It's
all
weird.
You have to say is I was walking on the ocean's floor with sharks.
The story's too big now. We know. They're gonna,
oh, yeah,
everybody's
could
gonna,
have been cool,
on
yeah.
the Today Show now, everybody's going to be like, oh, sure, roars. Rory, you fuck, whatever his name was, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just said, hey,
yeah,
you fuck.
Uh-huh. Who are you saying you fuck to?
To
the kid?
The kid, dude. Yeah, the other kids are going to be like, you're a fucking liar at the lunch table. You're a liar.
Okay.
You're a liar, Rory. We saw it on fucking Today Show that you got attacked by a shark with your fucking family wearing
a
selfie stick and a GoPro.
I told you what color he was, right?
Oh, did not take that into factor. Okay.
Could be
Jamal.
Rory. No, it could be
Jamal.
Rory. Anyway.
Jamal.
I don't know.
You're a liar. Jamal, quit telling lies. We know your parents were in there with a selfie stick. Is that better?
Sorry, I'm regurgitating today's show, but you know.
It's not at all. I didn't see this story. So good. Nobody watches this show, watches the Today Show. They watch this show because you don't need the Today Show, okay?
It's true.
All right?
It's true.
Yeah. Did you have another one? Or is that
well,
you
were... we just had some fun. Kangaroo type stuff if you guys want to do Blay.
Let's do it. Crank it up. Give the people what they want. The fuck was that? A truncated version of...
He does what he wants.
Of Nature Nook?
If it's a double, he does what he wants.
Yeah, it's the second one, so we just cut it
okay.
short a little
yep.
bit. Yeah.
I was all
as
in.
As a producer, he's going to make...
I
got to
make my calls.
But as a performer, I was all in already. Now I've got to tamper
my
expectations.
Funny. That's why it's funny.
Oh my God, all these videos are deleted.
What?
They deleted all their videos.
No, they didn't.
They're not here anymore.
I knew.
Stop.
No.
Oh my God, we had so many. It's literally
like
called Kangaroo World 62.
Put it on screen so at least the audience believes you guys.
There we go.
I knew.
Fuck?
Well, all right, check Instagram.
I knew.
Check Instagram. See if they're up on Instagram. Kangaroo World 62.
Is that why we're getting all those McAfee fucking virus things?
Oh, maybe. Oh,
because
I'm getting them too.
No.
On
well,
my computer.
Everyone is. It's just
why?
It's a really good ad campaign that he's doing.
Who?
McAfee.
Oh, those are ads?
He's dead.
Yeah, you don't have a virus.
Oh, I just keep clicking off the page because it just keeps showing up over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, if it really was a virus, you wouldn't have to, you wouldn't be able to just click off the
Gay.
Page.
I don't want to. I just want to read a fucking. Can I just read a fucking article or watch something without 80 flash things popping up in my ding dong?
Hot take. Too many ads.
The stuff's gone.
Are you kidding? All right, never mind.
Damn, dude.
Wow, dude. Good. You guys all deserve this. After you played half a fucking intro.
We had so many.
And you went real fast and loose with everything today. You guys deserve this.
Oh my gosh,
this.
We were going to go full kangaroo.
Yeah, I'm now furious. You can't.
I'm okay with my decision.
I'm confused, though.
Me too. Hey.
It's just kangaroo content. It's not like they're in trouble for anything.
Yeah.
Look, guys. You got what you deserve today.
Big kangaroo doesn't want you to know the truth.
You know what's funny? Is like, right? I feel like you guys... The three of you were on the shark floor now, like you were on the ocean floor, and you got bit today, guys. You got bit at the end of this. You didn't check that the videos were there before the show started.
Kangaroo, like,
you got bit.
Endorse.
Yeah, you guys just got nature nuked.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, the kangaroo came out and endorsed Trump.
So yeah, the three of you guys Trump or like just got pro Palestine or something.
You got nuked out here, dude.
I'm confused now.
Yeah, you should be.
There was just like cute kangaroos. Like there was nothing even really violent.
No, I heard one of them punch somebody in the face. The other one slashed a bartender's throat. One of the kangaroos. One of them just dressed up as Hitler and fucking went down the street just heiling everyone.
The only real like tragedy and curiosity right now is like what happened to the account?
What happened to the kangaroo account?
Not the kangaroo.
Bob's all logged off, dude. Everything's
kangaroo
all
world 62.
Wonky over here, dude.
Okay.
Do you, well, all right, let me say this. Do you have to log in maybe to see the violence of the kangaroos?
I'm logged in on my computer.
No, you have to go
to
kangaroo court.
No, I saw all of them yesterday on mine. Wow. And I've got the same thing.
Look at you guys, dude. You got
what did kangaroos do?
Live on air, dude. That's the beauty of live TV. You guys got nuked live on air, dude. And there's nothing you can do. Son of a bitch.
We really did. I love it, dude. How embarrassing.
Yeah.
How embarrassing. Really.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah, good.
Now, there might be something going on here because this is another kangaroo account with 24,000 followers. No content. All the content's down. There is a kangaroo conspiracy going on.
What is happening?
On TikTok.
Why would this be?
Is China beefing with Australia?
Why would they be taking down kangaroo content?
No idea. But check the optics, guys, before you start the show.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
We're going to now have to figure out what the problem is with kangaroos.
Yeah, what is it?
Who did someone just get the copyright?
Who got rude?
On like kangaroo?
Who got fucking rude?
Kangaroos just cracked down like Walt Disney.
Maybe. Look
they
at that.
Sign off on everything.
Who got rude? Who got rude?
We did.
Who got rude?
We've got rue all over our face.
We sure do. Where's Joel at?
He had to take
Dan to the airport.
Oh, this is the airport? Okay. Look at that, dude. Mm-hmm. And you guys got fucking rude live on air.
We really did. We really did.
Suck it, bitches. Half a fucking anthem.
Whoa.
You're not checking. What, dude? You guys got fucking rude live on air. That's great. I love it.
We did.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Do your homework, okay, before you come on a show. Yeah, you all got rude today.
We did our homework.
You got rude, you got nooks, you got live
and
on air.
And the dog, literally ate our homework.
Yeah.
A kangaroo ate our homework. We did all of it, right, Bob? We had like three different videos. Like, we had a whole site.
Yeah, I was like, look at this one, look at
this
one.
We could just go down the...
I think we uncovered a bigger conspiracy.
Maybe. So
seriously.
We'll have to kind of table this for now.
As an independent journalist, I will look into it.
We'll look into it.
You want some AI-generated kangaroo content now?
If only.
No.
Are kangaroos real?
Great question.
There was a couple in our homework that you won't be able to see that look unreal.
I don't believe you.
Unrecognizable.
Sorry.
Unrecognizable to their cute baby selves.
Don't believe you. Couldn't see the videos, kids. Couldn't see the videos. All right.
Okay.
All right. I have a feeling all of you this weekend learned a valuable lesson. You'll all be looking for the videos now.
Yeah.
What is it? If you're on Patreon right now, leave in the comments, what happened to the kangaroo videos? What?
In general.
What don't we know? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What don't we know? Let us know. All right. And also, go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just a 5-star, and you can fuck right off after that, all right? They're not shut down. There's no kangaroo videos on Spotify. Just click the 5-star and throw your phone out the window.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need TikTok anymore. It took all the kangaroo content down. What else is on there?
Wow.
You know? Blue chicken. What is it? The Kool-Aid chicken or the blue chicken? NyQuil chicken? That's what it was. The NyQuil chicken, dude. It was you're only on TikTok for two reasons. NyQuil chicken or kangaroo violence.
I'm not on that side of
and
TikTok.
And rapetry. You're on the kangaroo rapetry side of it?
I'm not on the kangaroo or the blue chicken or okay. Tide Pod or like any of that. NyQuil I'm not chicken. The age group.
Believe in yourself, okay? You can be.
If they saw me from really far away, maybe. But they know my real age, so I'm not allowed on that side.
Fun show. Thanks for being here, kids. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We'll be right back.